Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run-As Radio, here to talk about the Dev Intersection Countdown Show. So that's Dev Intersection in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, October 30th to November 2nd. And I'm talking to Scott Guthrie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
always happy to have you talking. We had a great show in the spring.
Yep.
And you keynoted, as usual, got the crowd really riled up. The cloud might be a thing.
Yeah, this technology thing might be real. It was a fun show. And yeah, I think the fun part about where, you know, both industry is right now, but then specifically around cloud and .NET and Visual Studio is just, you know, we're at a place where developers can now do so much more than they ever could before.
I love the speed of experimentation now.
Yeah.
You can just light up instances of stuff and take it out for a spin,
yep,
shut it back down again. You've spent pennies.
Yep.
You know, it's not that, because of course I come from this as much IT as dev. We wanted to provision a website, it was weeks. Now it's seconds.
Yeah. And you know, the ability to not just provision it, but to actually deliver something that might drive top line revenue in the mm-hmm. company, might enable you to optimize an existing business process and save money, to you know, really use technology beyond just some of the more simple use cases that we've grown up doing it.
Right.
But really, you know, software is eating the world,
right?
And the world's eating software,
mm-hmm.
and you know, every product that a company sells, you know, every relationship with a customer, every interaction through a marketing campaign, like all that's going through software now. And so I think it's a fantastic time to be a developer.
For sure.
And you know, the trick is, how do you actually build solutions with all this great tech and all these great scenarios?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing I do hear from a lot of people is, I'm both excited and overwhelmed.
Yes.
How do I actually get started? How do I learn it? And you know, the thing that we focused on, you know, throughout our history at Microsoft, you know, has really been, how do we build technology that lets you use kind of cutting edge innovations,
mm-hmm.
but make it approachable and make people successful with it? And yeah, I think with Azure, we've really built a cloud that is really aimed around innovation. It's really aimed around building secure and trustworthy apps, and is really aimed around delivering success fast and
right.
making you productive.
I feel like you're very aligned with my goals these days as a business owner, because
yeah.
you only really make money when I succeed with your product.
Yeah.
You know, you're not selling me a box anymore.
Yeah.
You're selling me a subscription, and until I use it,
yep.
it doesn't really cost me anything. So
yep.
you only make money when I make money. And
yep.
that makes me happy, because you know, the technical evangelists and stuff, the guys out in the field, they're really looking at what we're building and how we're building it and how they can be more successful with it. And,
yep.
and even the automated emails that come from Azure, it's like, hey, you know, you could optimize this and that
yeah.
would go faster. And
yeah.
it's very exciting.
And we just did a big email campaign where we told people who had deployed a VPN mm-hmm. that they were not using at all in the previous month, hey, you can turn it off and save this money. And I love that we're now sending mails telling people how they can pay us less.
Right.
And you know, that's part of the conscious thing that we're trying to do, which is, if you make someone successful and they're successful, then we will benefit in their success in a small way.
Exactly.
And you know, that's the nice thing about the cloud enables and really focuses around, is how do we make you successful?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the great thing about Dev Intersections and the show that we have coming up is you know, really the opportunity to show off some of those innovations, and then also at the same time, you know, how do you go deep and how do you actually learn how to use it?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's probably why I'm really looking forward to the show this fall.
Well, and your roots are in .NET, and .NET Core 2 is going to be out
yep.
in the early part of the fall, so we'll be certainly talking about that a lot.
.NET Core 2, you think about Visual Studio 2017, which
yep.
was shipped in the spring,
mm-hmm.
but you know, which we're doing regular updates, I think it's two or three times.
Yeah, quarterly.
Quarterly.
Yep.
So you'll see lots of updates there. You think about containers and microservices.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lot of stuff there by the fall.
I feel like containers is the same place Azure was a few years ago. There's so many features. We're trying to figure out the right way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love it if it was just part of my studio experience.
Yep.
And just there it was, and off we could go.
And the thing I showed in the spring show in Orlando that we did with Dev Intersections is, you know, how do you take any .NET app, whether it's a .NET Core app or a full .NET Framework app,
mm-hmm.
and you know, right-click Docker, enable it, actually run it in a container. And you know, I think what you'll see in the fall is, how do you not just containerize your code, but how do you actually deploy things with continuous integration, with continuous delivery? How do you monitor them? How do you scale them? How do you really start to build
mm-hmm.
microservice-based apps? And for people that are watching, they're thinking, well, how am I going to figure that out? The nice thing is it's pretty easy.
Right.
And if you know .NET, if you know Visual Studio, you already have the tools necessary to do it. And it's going to be a fun world as we start to take advantage of it.
Well, and we walk in some people through 1 hour and 75-minute sessions on exactly implementing all those things. I want to get over one more subject before we wrap up, which is the current wave of security issues. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, one of the things that's excited me about moving my stuff into the cloud is you guys have an extraordinary team working right now pressing on the fact that there are these waves of attacks against different systems, and you see them even before we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is the cloud then more secure? Like, how does this really work out for us? Are we offloading security responsibility? Are you going to stop us from doing dumb things? How safe are we?
Well, you know, I think the thing, I mean, we live in a world right now from a security perspective that, the threats that are coming out every year, mm-hmm. Are more and more sophisticated, where it's not just sort of, run-of-the-mill hacker trying to do something.
There's not script kiddies making random
worms. These are nation states that are, really top hackers. And so, I think the thing that's key for all of us is sort of how do we just continually raise our own bar? Mm-hmm. And there's work that, that we're obviously doing on the cloud provider side and the mm-hmm. infrastructure side. And so we have multiple layers of defense in depth. How do we really provide a element of security at the infrastructure level that we think is differentiated?
Well, I like that you own that infrastructure, that I'm just using the platform, and you're going to keep that patched up. And you're turning SMB1 off for me. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, and how do we just constantly raise the bar and build defense in depth on everything that we do there? And mm-hmm. that's something that you'll see us just constantly get better and better and better at. And you need to, because the hackers are getting better and better as well.
Sure, and getting more serious.
Yeah. And then I think one of the things that differentiates Azure is we also have built-in security mechanisms that you can use mm-hmm. to help you safeguard your applications in a deeper way, because security is both work that the infrastructure provider, in which case is me, mm-hmm. needs to do, but it's also something that the developer and the company that's actually building apps on top need to worry about as well. Because if you have a SQL injection attack in your HTML website, doesn't matter if the infrastructure is locked down, you're going to have an issue.
The attack is there. I also appreciate things like Azure Key Vault. You give me the right place to put my certificates, to put my accounts, so they're managed properly.
Yep.
I don't have to figure out how to do that myself.
And we now have in Azure something called the Azure Security Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's free, and it basically will tell you, what ports are open, where do you have passwords that haven't been rolled or mm-hmm. insecure. Are your keys stored in an HSM using our Key Vault system? Do you have SQL injection attack protection turned on at your database layer? And basically gives you a whole bunch of best practice recommendations that are constantly kept up to date. And then we'll also monitor your environment, and we'll tell you if we think you're under attack at the application layer.
Nice.
And we'll even tell you if we think that someone is doing a password injection attack mm-hmm. against you, or dictionary password attack, and so forth. And the nice thing is having all those mechanisms built in. If you use them, can really, again, not just the work that we're doing at the infra layer, but really these mechanisms help you as the application developer make yourself much stronger.
Yeah.
But it's something that as an industry, we just need to keep getting better and better at. And
I like that you guys have a concentrated group that's what they do every day. Because I'm, more involved in delivering stuff directly to my customers, and I happen to use software to do it.
Yep.
I get to put on my tinfoil hat maybe once a month.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The fact that you got a few guys with the hats on all the time, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Great fun to talk to you as always, sir. Really looking forward to see what the keynote will be this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You always press against the edges.
Yeah.
I've had
lots of new stuff you'll see.
Yeah, I think in the spring show, it was up to 5 minutes before the keynote, you were still tinkering.
Yeah.
It's always a new thing. So come down and see our keynote. It's always an adventure, Dev Intersection in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. That's October 30th to November 2nd. And if you sign up today with a workshop package, we'll hook you up with a great VR headset or an Xbox One S. Go to devintersection.com to register today.